Hey there, you guys. You're listening to the Mediocre Happy Hour, Tallahassee's only Mediocre Golf Association podcast. It's hosted by Joseph Petrowski and Daniel Petrowski, straight from 132nd and 33rd Avenue. So go on, grab yourself a pop, plop on down in the front room, and put your feet on the coffee table. You deserve it. All right, boys, take it away.
It's a tough read. Tough read on that.
Hey, listen. I'm going to smile the whole time.
Hey there, mediocre happy hours people.
Yeah.
Coming to you live from Ian's basement, our CL.
I don't need to know that. That bank, Joey knows exactly what that bank is.
From left to right on your radio dial.
We're both going to love it.
In honor of Gene Deckerhoff, rest in peace.
Are we doing this?
From left to right on your radio dial, Joe. He's dead. He's dead to us. He's dead. We got Steve Soggy Biscuit Haraga.
Nobody calls me that. That's all right.
Okay. You've got your 2002 world champion, or 2022, Lord Dan. And then to your immediate right on your radio dial would be one, my little brother, Joe Piotrowski.
Hey-o.
So we got some topics that we want to get. We've got a lot of, I've got some gripes, and I want to get them off my chest. Why aren't we playing that? That should be the... Steve brought the recorder.
This might belong to Helen, and it's probably got some kids...
You would die. There's so much COVID on that recorder.
I don't...
All right.
This germ could put me in the hospital, so...
You know what? I did not check to see if this audio...
Is this recording?
Oh, it's recording, but I don't know if it's recording on my microphone, or if it's recording on... this microphone, but I would assume it is.
Let's get IT on that.
We're fine.
We have 25 minutes to cover all our topics.
All right. We're fine.
We got this.
Ben Holmes, don't you come out
rapid
of the
rapid fire. Rapid fire. Let's go.
All right. So here's our topics. Douchebag.
Yep.
Two, do we still hate the Ryder Cup? Three, Hurricanes, hunker down versus runaway. Four, Las Vegas, off the strip sightseeing? Should we? Five, should we add more off-season events and what could their themes be? Six, why does Steve hate fun? Seven, should FSU fans be rooting for Colorado? I don't know if we're going to hit any of these topics.
The problem is that we made these show notes about 3 months ago.
I got the date.
Yeah, when was the...
September
2nd. When was the hurricane?
September 2nd.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
September 2nd.
2 months ago.
Yeah, September 2nd.
So, I'm going to have to bang on the table. It's going to pick it up.
Got to watch the levels. Watch the levels.
So let's recap the season since the last time we met and talk about how it wrapped up.
Okay.
Do we work our way backwards? Do we start with the world championships and work our way back? Or do we build up to the world champs?
Well, the first question would be, what was the last tournament we actually talked about?
No clue.
All I remember is that we talked about how amazing Tom Lang had been playing.
Oh, my God. We are so... We were all over his dick.
Has he played since then?
No. No, he hasn't played the last
time. Well, then I guess we need to still gobble his wiener.
Yeah, gobble the wiener. All
right. Well, and he did win.
He won our money.
He won the money.
Yeah, the money. I won the money. Yeah, he won the money. So, Tom Lang, congratulations on winning all of the monies.
Hell of a season. It really happened from March to...
September.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then
six
he just,
events,
he
maybe?
He sat it out.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm good.
He's like, yeah, I've That's won. It. None of you idiots are going to catch me.
Rest your best pitcher.
Yeah.
It's like if you have a test, and you have to get an 80 on the test, and you just, it was 100 questions, he took the first 80 and was like, I'm done. I don't need to take the next one. I'm done.
Well, Joe and I have never gotten an 80, so.
80 on the test.
We were like.
Grow up.
I could teach you how to, like, forge a report card so your dad thinks that you got good grades, but that's about as far as I can go.
And you're still a teacher?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. He only works for a few semesters.
Yeah, he'll figure it out eventually. Yeah. And they get the phone call. They haven't been there for a while.
We
can
get them to quiet down.
Can they quiet down? Yeah. So we are here for a poker night, but some people are kind of rude and are talking.
Hey, Holmes, you want to play now?
Yeah, I'm in.
And we lost our one audience member. Okay. That's fine. All right. So, first thing, douchebag.
Live laugh track.
Douchebag. So, who won the douchebag?
The winner of the douchebag was none other than Florida man, Chris Klein.
Chris Klein.
That's right.
Chris Klein won the douchebag.
I choked.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that was at Always Improving Summerbrook.
Summerbrook. Yeah. We're going to get those greens together any day now.
They're rolling true.
Any day now.
So, but he won. What did he shoot?
91.
Who gives a shit?
Scotty Woods right behind him at 92. Peter Ford, the 93 along with my co-host here, Joe Petrowski.
Why don't you walk us through how you choked?
Well, it was your quintessential, people keep correcting me because for the longest time we've always called it the Petrowski choke.
We need to call it the JSG choke?
No, we need to just call it the Joe Petrowski choke didn't choke in the World Championship.
This is true, but my caddy did.
We'll call it the JSG choke job. All right. Pretty simple explanation here is that cruising along, everything was fine. We hit the devil's taint. Par three, I got up, hit a little long, came in, saved par, got on the next hole, which is a par four, dog leg left, hit a 3-wood in, hit a 9-iron in. I was on 2-putt par. I get up on the par three, and somebody in my group goes, dude, you realize you're tied for the lead. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen a lead with my strokes in 5-6 seasons, I think it's been.
Strokes?
And I immediately got up there with an 8-iron and dropped it in what I thought was the water. Went up to the drop zone, put that one in the water. And...
You're doing great.
And ended up coming down the stretch and realizing that I ended up getting a double bogey on 18 to come in fourth instead of first. So it was just a very quintessential choke job.
Is the mic okay? Are we good?
I don't know. We're going to find out because it's either on my computer mic, and if that's the case, then just turn up your audio in the truck or the car. I think we're all right. It's showing audio levels. So there's a lot of stuff. Millar gave me a jacked up thing with Joey's.
Can you hear me?
Mommy.
Mommy made me mash my M&Ms.
Oh, we might be in trouble. This might be on.
I think it's on your computer audio.
It might be on the computer audio. If that's the case, I'll move it a little bit. But So classic. You lost me at Devil's Taint. I honestly didn't listen to anything after Devil's Taint. So Summerbrook, if you're uninitiated, has a three-hole area that we call that is called the Devil's Elbow. It's a par three, par four, par three. It's actually kind of fun, but it's, you know, obviously it lends itself to jokes being called the Devil's Elbow. So, douchebag.
The taint.
In the books. Then we go to Last Gasp. Last Gasp, we're traveling to Georgia.
Georgia. And the winner.
And the devil went down to Georgia, and the winner was...
Larry
Higginbotham.
Larry
Higginbotham.
The 44th.
Shot himself in 85.
Which is about how many H's he has in his name.
Right. closely followed by sexy Ron Reed of the 89.
He loves the last gas. Ron Reed won it last year, and then he was second this year.
That's right. That's a good call. And then third again, back-to-back thirds, JoJo here.
Yeah. We had our eye on the prize. I was very concerned, even though our chapter leader was trying to explain to me that probably 15th or better on the money list makes Vegas. But I didn't believe him because he's lied to me before. So we really put a lot of effort into that last little bit and tried to do well. And it was all about Vegas. So, but I will tell you, regardless of any of that, probably the greatest that's happened to me this entire season is that round I got to play with Reed. Ron Reed. You know how distracting playing golf with Ron Reed is? I mean,
then tell me more. Is it just because of his presence? Or is he actively doing things too distracting?
He's just alive.
Yeah.
He's just there. You're in his presence. It's like Fabio. Like you know you're there. You know he's around you. You know he's a sex symbol. Like you shouldn't be attracted to him.
Whoa.
But you kind of are.
Yeah. You can't help. I would disagree with that.
That's it. It's just animal instinct. It's
you can't hide natural feelings.
And I played with Bob. That's it.
Also, right. Very handsome.
In his own right. Okay. Mazel.
All right. Mazel.
Ron Reed's a celebrity level attractiveness. Sure. So, you know, let's be fair.
No, you know what? You're right. Like he's Ron Reed is the guy that you tell your wife, if I had a pass, it's Ron Reed. Bob is just like your everyday. Like I went to the Palace Saloon and you
got really drunk.
You look twice. Really? You see him across the bar. Yeah, he's a good looking dude. dude. Okay. Yeah.
The lights came on. He was the last one in the bar.
Yeah, yeah. The foosball going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick it off. There's some chemistry.
I could see playing a couple.
He holds his own. He holds his own. But you wouldn't use your pass on. No offense. You listen, maybe.
He did say, with all due respect.
With all due respect.
With all due respect. So we go from that.
Yeah, fuck it, I'd use my pass on Bob.
The whole season was wrapped up after the last gasp in Georgia. But now let's talk about something else. So some of us in our chapter have no children. By having no children, they have expendable income. Joe, do you know what expendable income is?
No, I have an allowance.
I have no clue what expendable income is.
I'm sorry, I have a mutually agreed upon sum between my wife and I.
Yep, and that's fair.
It's very adult.
Fair.
Thank you.
But there's two among us. One is Choke Job Joey St. Germain, and the other one is Soggy Biscuit Steve Haraga, and they decided that they were going to go ahead and blow their savings and go to Italy. So we're going to transition now into the Ryder Cup. Now, the Petrosky brothers... Long history with the Ryder Cup.
I have a serious problem with the Ryder Cup.
Very serious. Let's just put it though. We did not light anything on fire this year. That wasn't us. Okay? True? I wasn't in Italy.
You weren't
were
there.
You in it? I wasn't Nobody's there. Accusing so there's
you.
No way.
I plead the fifth.
I mean, you can accuse, but I mean, do you have evidence?
I mean, it's strange that you weren't there, but you're saying it definitely wasn't me setting fire.
No.
I don't know.
When
there
was
something caught on fire?
A huge fire there.
I mean, somebody.
Of a building I walked by many times.
Somebody might know that El Petro is 22 lira a liter there, but I mean, I wouldn't know that because I wasn't there.
Yeah. That was not just a river in Egypt.
Nope, it's not, which is near Italy.
That's
how you got out of it. I mean, that's how you would get out of Italy. There's a lot of pussy around.
Too many. That's your 2002 world champion, Dan.
2002 world champ. So Steve Haraga and Joey St. Germain took their lovely wives, and they went to Italy.
Hold on. There cannot be enough said about y'all's wives.
Thank you.
Like, who in the hell, what wife in their right mind would be willing to take their trip to Italy and spend three of those days walking around the Ryder Cup?
So when you ask a question like that,
yeah,
you also have
who's
to
rhetorical,
ask
rhetorical, but you're going
to
answer it anyway, but I'm ready.
You have to also ask yourself what
quickly
kind of
looks
women
up rhetorical
would marry someone like Steve or Joe.
That's a fair point.
And so when you start getting down that rabbit hole and thinking of the twisted, like, mental gymnastics a person has to do to decide to live their life
to say
with,
I do
with
yeah.
me,
yeah.
then you can start to understand
okay.
how we find ourselves traveling to Rome, you know, romantic, beautiful country. But,
pause.
Honey, we're going to go
Ryder Cup.
To the Ryder Cup. And for the first day, my buddy Joey and I, who you know well, we're going to dress up like dead presidents
yeah.
and not be able to walk 20 feet without people stopping us to ask for a picture.
So what you're saying is you drugged Priya. I mean, that's... I mean, for a long time. You have her hook
Who
on good smack.
Yeah.
Steve's got some good smack, is what we're saying. and he's had Priya hooked for a long time. So we're gonna go day one. We're going to skip all like, oh, it was so romantic, and we went to the Lake District and all that. Fuck all that shit.
There's a Lake District?
There's a lake. Joey found it. Joey found the George Clooney was hanging out.
Oh, Lake yeah, District. Lake you can literally, we have a county in Florida called Lake County.
Right?
It's the same yeah. shit. You don't even know.
We have a lake in Florida.
Lots of lakes. Lots of water.
Identical. All right. I believe there's a city in Florida that they call Little Venice, too.
It's just Venice.
It's just Venice, right? Just Venice, Florida.
Same shit.
So we got it.
It's just south of Panama.
So
city.
Joe and I don't like the Ryder Cup very much, all because of the lobby fiasco that happened. What was that?
You know, I just say this. I really hate the fact that they fucked us. Because I went to the Ryder Cup when it was up in Minnesota, Joey. And it was, I vowed that day that we went, when it was over, I was pissed drunk on fucking Bud Heavies. I threw up in a porta potty and we won.
Classy.
I said I would never miss this event again.
Classy.
One of the greatest sporting events I ever been to.
Jen Ben!
And
Patty!
Then they fucked us.
So we have
I'm a man of principle.
For Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Next time it was here in the U.S., they fucked us. Because
we're not going to France. No. Fuck that shit.
Nobody's going to France.
Nobody wants to go overseas,
they whoop our ass. Everybody knows that.
We let them win. There's a difference. We let them win. We let them have their time.
The semantics of that. But anyway, sorry. So long story short,
the ticket, you know, whores and all these big companies that want to sit there and there's nothing like
big brother,
but sitting in the lobby waiting to see if you get a ticket and you get a text that says, hey, tickets available from this third broker, ticket broker. That kind of broke our hearts. And ever since Joe and I have decided that we have bowed off the Ryder Cup.
I understand your guys' frustration. I didn't try to get tickets to that Wisconsin one.
Well, then you don't know.
You don't know what we went through.
I didn't hear about it in real time as it was happening. The complaining,
justified complaining. Justifications. Justifications.
The hurt. So I lived it with you. But I didn't have those kind of difficulties when we went to Italy, when I tried to get the tickets. What I will tell you is... you really didn't miss much by not being in Rome, because Italy, awesome. You've been Italy, amazing.
I know where you're going with this.
I've been to Italy and Epcot, so
I hope we share. We're going to share the same sentiment. I know where you're going.
As someone who's Florence, amazing. Cinque Terre, beautiful. Joey said Lake Como, beautiful. Rome can fuck off.
Fuck off. There it is. I couldn't agree more.
And
worst city in Europe.
So
wow,
the Colosseum, awesome, very cool to see. Love the tour. Went to the Vatican.
Really though,
great.
Is Russell Crowe there?
He is.
There's a lot of Russell Crowe talk.
Oh, okay.
His presence is there. It weighs heavy on the crowd,
without a doubt. He knows. You know, with the hands on the wheat.
Oh.
It's you 18, feel that walk.
1800 years of history, or whatever.
But then your wallet's all about picked Russell at the Crowe. Exact same time. So
some gypsy stealing your wallet.
Funny you should say that.
Your wallet gets stolen? Attaboy.
The people of Rome, I think they're a little over the tourism, which I don't blame them for.
Hey, move.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
pretty easy. You got a
lake. I'm sorry.
You got a whole boat. Boot.
Basically supporting their entire economy.
You got a whole boot.
That's our bad that we're keeping you.
Yeah.
Sorry, you have this historic landmark.
I'm sure Sicily's pretty open. Most of their people moved here, right? Most of the Sicilians moved here.
Yeah, and they quickly found themselves in prisons for RICO charges, I think. But
that's life choices.
I was going to say pizza, but RICO charges is fine too. But I'm glad you said that.
And listen, Rome sucks. Actually, you know,
noted.
I'm half Italian. So
it shows.
Let's put it this way. Would you rather go to Rome, Georgia? Or Rome, Italy again.
Well, that's a tough one.
Rome, Georgia. Rome,
I don't want to start a whole thing with Rome, Georgia.
Rome, Georgia is a gorgeous, gorgeous city.
Yeah, Georgia. Southern Georgia. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Anyway, long story short, the people of Rome could be nicer. My wife's purse was actually stolen.
Was it really?
In our hotel restaurant. And then the hotel manager decided to tell us, no, it's still in your room, when we were 100%. I showed him on my phone, her phone, traveling further away from our hotel. And I was like, check this out, man. It's not in our room, because here it is, driving away.
I imagine it in the back of a wagon pulled by a donkey and some old woman.
It was literally,
imagine Mario Kart.
Some gypsy.
I was just at happy hour. It's funny you say that. I was literally just at happy hour before we started this podcast, and that came up with a friend of ours just went to Italy. And I said, out of all the cities, I watched Henry, poor Henry, 80-plus-year-old Henry on the subway with his wallet picked. And I called it out. I watched these little gypsy girls, and they were, pick his wallet. And I go, they're pickpocketing, and they took off out the train. The doors closed. And he goes, they got my wallet. And his wife just goes, oh, Henry. And we started blowing the little cords, and we stopped it. And I opened the doors, and her and Henry walked off. I'm sure to never see that wallet again.
No.
I said, Rome is the only city in Europe I've ever been to where the minute you leave your hotel, you feel like you're being preyed upon.
Oh, yeah. You let our guard down for 30 seconds.
Every city you have to watch it. Here in the U.S., you have to watch your back a little bit here and there. Yeah. Rome is a whole different ballgame. I could leave it and never go back.
I'd be fine.
But it was cool to see the
policy. I'm world cultured, so I'd be fine. So the golf, the atmosphere was probably cool, right?
Oh, yeah.
The course seemed really neat.
So I think it's going to be really difficult for any away team to ever win.
I agree.
Because I think PGA Tour, circus rolls into town, everyone claps when you make a 3-foot putt. In Rome, you know, in Europe, the entire crowd is actively rooting against every American, every shot they take. I don't think those guys are used to it. And
well, you can see it on TV. I mean, they would back off of a shot and they would boom and whistle and do all that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but the other thing, too, is, and this is something that I personally would love to see go away on both sides of the coin, is allowing the home organization, which is the Royal Ancient or, you know, USGA,
right,
set up the course to fit Europe golf versus PGA or U.S. golf. Like, I think that's the big issue, is because you look up in Wisconsin, like, make the Bombers course. We're going to get out there and crush it 350 yards, and we're going to have the advantage. Then you go over to Europe. Same thing happened in Paris, is they set up these, like, dink, dink, dink. You better be great with your irons, your approach.
Right, they're trying to take the wedges out of
it's
the
like
PGA guys.
Pick a course and play that course the way it plays every year, no matter what. Don't fuck with it. And that at least takes away some of the advantage, because I think it's skewed so far in both directions that it just takes away the fun of it, you know, to an extent.
No, I agree with that to some degree. I also think that the U.S. could have done a little better job of getting there early and actually practicing the course.
Yeah. Or picking a team that was worth the name.
I'm sorry, they're fucking pros. If they can't hit the shots that they're supposed to hit, then okay, then you lost. You got your ass kicked. That's it. And we did. We got our asses handed to us.
There is no rule preventing them from having some course knowledge and going out there.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely
checking out the course. They don't do that. Plus the time change. Like, I got there. I was wrecked for like 2 days. Time change. Here we go.
I have a feeling that was a shot at me. Yeah. I have a feeling. Are you time zoning me again? We've already had this.
Are you time zoning me? Don't you time zone me, bro. When you have your own insecurities, it just seems like everyone's shooting daggers at you.
What I hear is, one, we don't trust the Ryder Cup.
No.
Don't trust them.
As far as we can.
Might not hate, but we just don't trust you.
You're talking about YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you don't trust them either.
I feel like I would rather go to a Ryder Cup in Europe because they control the ticketing system in the process.
Well, how do you know if it's not just the same
over there? So here's the thing.
It may be, but he didn't have an issue.
Inadvertently, I didn't know I was doing this. The ticket package through the European website. So all our travel groups, like going to and from staying in our hotel, were full of Europeans. So when I got on the bus after getting our ass kicked, each day,
dresses
me in Korea and
dresses
a bunch
Abraham
of like, yeah, and a bunch of like Scandinavians and English guys. It was just
I mean, I don't know how you guys all fit on the Mario Kart. But I mean, you know, that's like you said, I imagine Italy is just Mario Kart,
just Mario
Yoshi.
Kart,
yeah.
I will say this one. I'll say this one thing about that I did actually really like about the Ryder Cup, regardless of the outcome, was because of the LIV Golf situation and how the Euros were not allowed to play on Team Euro if they were on LIV, basically, like because they couldn't get the points because they won their lawsuits and stuff like that. The English courts. It paved the way for all these younger guys to go out there and just fucking crush it. You didn't have a Sergio, you didn't have a Poulter, you didn't have these old dudes that have like traditionally like they love the Ryder Cup, rightfully so. That you got the the high kids and the even more so, not
Hovland,
the big names.
Yeah.
Well, Hovland's a big name, but there's 10, 3, 4 guys that were crushing it out there.
English
Nobody has
guy.
Ever heard of.
The English guy that plays on DP, I can't remember his name now, but did
but
you guys hear that
Norwegian guy,
yeah,
whatever his name was? Yeah.
He's moving to Tallahassee.
Oh.
And he should.
Rightfully
it's
so.
The home of champions.
Well, we do have Jake Gaither. It's probably going to be his home course.
He's going to live with the Norwegian guy that went to Florida State and now on the PGA Tour. Anyway,
So now we have two Norwegians.
Yeah, we've got two Norwegians.
As many as two. So I like that dichotomy. I like that change.
I think the weather is similar.
Wrapping up the Ryder Cup. We still don't trust them.
No.
European bastards, just wait till you come over here, because we're going to make it like 600 yards.
Literally, the course is going to be 9,000 yards.
You're going to be fucked. I mean, I say with all due respect, because I love Tommy Fleetwood. I love that guy.
Jesus.
So, I mean, I love Fairway Jesus. But yeah.
Let me say one more thing. I'm not the first person to say this, but the Americans have to come up with some more cheers and chants.
Yeah.
The Europeans have that on lockdown. Like, look, they're singing songs with the names of people, and then it's the only thing we can comply with is USA, USA.
I have this for you. When you're the USA, that's all you need. All you need is USA.
I don't know.
I'm
like a little something.
It worked for us in hockey in 1980. So. USA.
And it hasn't changed in 20 years.
I don't know. I think you got to let your golf speak for itself. I don't need a cheer if you're going to win. So okay. That's Ryder Cup in a nutshell. All right?
Yeah.
You're done? You're good? Yeah. Fuck Ryder Cup. All right. Moving on. Hurricanes. Steve, you're running. What category does it have to be if you're going to run?
Oh, I'm a native Floridian. I've been through.
So you're at Cat 5. You're staying.
Yeah. I was, raised through Andrew.
All right.
And...
What do you mean raised through Andrew?
Like literally were born and then like became 12?
I was born
when you were
like Bane.
Did you live
born
in
the dark
when Andrew came through?
No, I was in Hollywood.
You nearly adopted the dark. I was born in it. All
right. Went south right before.
In all fairness, Hollywood for Andrew, absolutely close enough to be terrified.
Yeah. All right.
So, Joe, what category are you running?
Living here in Tallahassee, you have to say, obviously, direct hit.
Yeah, we're talking direct hit, because we've missed it twice now. We've had it west, and we've had it east, and neither one were...
If I know it's going to be a Cat 5, and I feel like there's a chance we're going to get hit, I'm gone, because I had the opportunity, unfortunately, to go over post-Michael very close, and to see how far in that Cat 5 fucked shit up. I'd roll on a Cat 5, but four or less, in Tallahassee, I'm staying put.
See, Steve might not know this, but Joe knows. If a stick falls out of a tree in my yard, I'm going to Birmingham. Later.
No, Dan literally evacuates four times a month.
Easily. So, I mean, if somebody sneezes too hard and electricity flips,
there was a storm
I'm out.
You called me, and I was like, where are you? On the road? You're like, oh, yeah, I'm driving home from Birmingham. I'm like, what were you doing in Birmingham? You're like, well, that storm came through.
We're done. We take off. Well, we have well water, so if the electricity goes out, we don't have any fresh water. So it's like, that's a good excuse. But okay. I don't like storms. I don't like them.
So, and you also have to say this, is that there's not just a choice, but there's a choice of because of the elements that you have available at your discretion. Yeah. And what I'm lucky enough is that we have a safe house here in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
We do. We've got a friend who lives at a very high point of Tallahassee. His name is Other Ian.
Yep.
And there's no trees around his house, and he has a pool. And we have a friend who's an electrician.
Hey, other guy.
We have people who know how to cook food, and we bring everybody to the house. It's five bedrooms. We all just pile in there, have a giant freaking party for 2 days. We all pull our weight. We bring generators. We bring resources. It's just a giant safe house. So why leave when you have that
So I would recommend, though, if you are going to run, Birmingham, gorgeous place.
Nice place.
I love Birmingham. Great barbecue. That's a good place to run to if you're Tallahassee or in the Panhandle.
They just hosted the World Games.
There you go. So I'm definitely a runner. Joe's going to stay until it's Cat 5. Steve's going through it, so we'll pull his limp body out of the woods.
In Tallahassee, as long as you're not under a tree, you're fine. Just don't stand under a tree.
Well, there aren't a lot of trees in Tallahassee.
No, you're none. Fine. You should be fine. There's zero.
Oh,
all right, Las Vegas, off the strip sightseeing.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
I will tell you.
I don't know enough about Vegas.
Why off the strip sightseeing?
That was what we put in the notes.
In all fairness, we didn't know this when we wrote the notes, but now there's not much to see on the strip thanks to Formula One.
Yeah,
have you followed
two things though? The Formula One.
There's a mad.
And then we were alerted. I don't know if El Presidente knows this, but supposedly there's going to be a strike. Now it shouldn't affect us because we're not MGM. We're not all those.
We
should be okay.
Where we belong.
Like I said, Downtown Grand pays their people. They take care of their people, so we should be all right. But yeah.
Or they just have low expectations.
So we might have to go off script. So maybe that's. Are we going to the Sphere? Are we doing all that? All that jazz?
I tried to get Ian to go to the Sphere. He said no.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my wife to. You know, again, we don't have kids, so.
So you got this disposable, is something we can actually do. Disposable income.
We've been talking about going to see U2.
Whoa.
We're both big U2 fans, and everyone who goes to the Sphere says it's life changing.
So, it's supposed to be amazing.
If you guys can get a group to go,
but we're not going to do that.
You're not going to do that.
They're going to put my picture on it.
I tried to get Ian, my companion, to go, and he was like, "I don't like music." Literally, what he said.
What about
there's that?
What about
sounded just like him.
The Golden Knights. There's hockey.
Raiders are playing at home that Sunday.
There you
would
go.
You go? Would you go drive a race car?
I would.
At the Las Vegas Strip?
I think there's only like 20 spots for that.
But I mean, would you?
What about shooting a machine gun?
Sure.
Oh, I've heard this now. I've heard guys have gone and shot the machine gun.
The desert.
Yeah, you go out in the desert.
That's not my thing.
Well, what about dig a hole with an excavator? Like a big boy excavator.
Oh, that sounds
awesome. Like a 300 like fucking bucket could pick all three of us up. Dig a hole. You could do that. You can drive tanks in Vegas?
There's a place in New Jersey.
Shit you could do.
How about the lake?
There's a place in Jersey called Diggerland.
There's the lake that's...
Whoa, pause. All right, this is a great place for us to take a break from peepeepaddle.com. We have to have a conversation.
I said...
Hit the 2002 world champ.
Diggerland.
No, double down. Don't double down. Simmer down.
Stop it.
In.
Have you heard of Diggerland?
The world... Oh, God damn it. The world champ is racist.
Diggerland.
This is going well, right?
Yeah, we're fine.
This is going well.
PeePaddle.com.
Brought to you by.
Let me know if you need anything.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Digger with a D.
With a D. D I G G E R.
You can't say that.
Like, Digger? You can't say
Digger. You're the one making it worse.
I know. You're making it so bad.
I'm an ally.
But I'm not okay. So I'm not using a digging equipment out in Vegas.
I mean, that sounds fun. But how long are you doing this for? Like half an hour?
8 minutes.
Are you talking at the land? We're gonna call it the land.
No, not the one in New Jersey. It's just the desert.
Actually, I get maybe to the it's land.
Who can dig a hole?
I just have a feeling somebody's gonna put you in it.
You put a little scratch on it. Yeah.
Scratch it.
I don't know.
What's the lake out there that started drying up and they started finding dead bodies?
Perfect. Well, I mean, shit. Las Vegas wasn't founded by Mormons.
Right. No. Some sightseeing.
Oh, the Ocklawakney.
We have actually gone. Now this we're talking way off trip. Let's talk about.
My son, off strip. But my son said that there's like some kind of
and we're gonna trust him.
Area. Yeah. Okay. It's like an artist thing.
Does that have anything to do with a 5 and a 1?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, so, Area 51.
Oh, there it is.
But not the Area 51. Oh. It's like an artist thing and you go in and it's all trippy and stuff. I'd rather just find a sports
bar. Two of the best meals I've ever had.
I think you guys are overthinking it.
Yeah, I'm going more local. Let's bring it back down. Two of the best meals I've ever had. One is literally 50 feet off the strip, 100 feet maybe.
Okay.
And the other is 2 blocks off the strip.
Uh-huh.
One of the best Asian meals I've ever had, Chinese meals I've ever had, was at a place called Ping Pang Pong. I shit you not, Google it. Ping Pang Pong. It's at the Golden Nugget?
Golden Nugget's a thing.
Nugget Gold?
That's where you're staying. I get canceled for Diggerland. And you
can take it. Saying it!
What was it, Ping Pong?
Ping Pang Pong.
Ping Pang. Oh, two girls with green eyes. All right, Ping Pang Pong.
And then the other was at
Something
Hideaway. It's an Italian restaurant that's been there since like the 40s. And apparently every mobster, everybody and their brother's gone there. But it's basically straight behind the Flamingo, I think. And there's a really shady bar right on the corner. Like, really shady. Like,
Ping
Pang
Pong
like,
gets
like,
a 4.2 on the old.
Yeah, well, they know. And then and then the other place, and then you go in there and you buy your meal. Ooh. Every meal comes with all you can drink wine.
3.6 on Yelp.
And all you can eat bread. Fantastic.
Is that the Italian joint?
That's Olive Garden.
That's it. Yeah, Olive Garden does the same thing.
Since the 40s.
This is like the original Olive Garden.
When you're here, you're family.
Yeah. Is that their slogan? Family.
Family.
But it's a hard F.
But the place is legit, and it's right off the strip. Ian, we're going to do a Taco Bang Bang this year.
Uh-huh. Ian, are you making us tacos with cilantro?
No. Who's the racist now?
Well, it's the last one. Let's be honest.
So, all right, are we shifting to Vegas?
So
we only have a little bit of time.
Well, we do have. Should we have more off-season events? I'm going to say no.
We're fine.
No, we're good.
And what themes should they be? None. Zero. We're good. We got enough.
They should be on-season events.
So not quite. Let's go number six. Why does Steve hate fun?
Well, look at him.
I mean, he is not a fun person.
He hates fun.
He hates it.
We try to get him to have fun so many times, and he just
Well, we have
denies.
Accused him of being a communist.
Well,
communist.
He is a communist.
Well,
no, but in all fairness, it's not true. Let's not spread rumors.
He's not going to Las Vegas, so he communist. Hates fun. So that means he's a communist.
Well, we were a little concerned with him choosing to have fun at the Ryder Cup, which is obviously a communist shell.
Italy.
Putin.
Fascists.
Mussolini.
Mussolini. Have you ever heard of the moose?
I did see the balcony. He used to do his thing.
Yeah.
His thing.
Moose. Yeah. Did he do the moose antlers?
Shake his
did
fist. He do moose you took it on the chin from Dan and I for a while.
Ew.
Berating you about going. And then I had no idea. And Dan, I don't know if you had any idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then we saw the pictures of you dressed as the tallest Abraham Lincoln. I know he's supposed to be tall, but. I was like, yeah, he's not communist. He's all American.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I was like, I let go of the communist tag when I saw that. Yeah. You and Joey, honestly, that was unbelievable. Your costumes, so to bring it back to the Ryder Cup, y'all's costumes were fantastic.
It's comedy. It's circular. And Joey, JSG, Mr. Fuck Machine. That's still, Minnesota's Harvard. You know, they could harbor communists. I don't know. But he dressed as George Washington. Our boy here, Steve Araga, he dressed as Abraham Lincoln. And I'm sure they got mad ladies dressed as Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Did you get those
with their wives?
Did you get those costumes off the Craigslist? Are there any five players on Craigslist that would come up in the old Italy?
So as cool as my wife is, she would not let me pay.
Oh, we're recording.
She would not let me pay to have the five players travel with us.
Ow.
I thought that'd be a
but
nice
you have
present
disposable
for
income.
Joey. Just be like, hey, Joey, surprise. Here's those guys.
That would have been nice. That would have been a very
with
nice
with their
present.
Instruments.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. But we, you know, had that kind of just going in our head the whole time we were walking around, just that fife and drum playing. I mean, we talked about it. It was awesome. I've never taken so many pictures in my life. It was bananas. We saw Novak Djokovic, he was there. He dapped me up because he liked the Abe Lincoln thing.
Ooh, then you got COVID.
That's what my wife said. She's like, good job, you just got COVID. We saw Cooper Sink, who is Stuart Sink's son.
Just D-list
I watch enough golf that I actually was like, hey. And
we saw John Daly's dog walker's laundromat. So Steve
you saw
Steve doesn't
Nose.
Hate fun.
Former U.S. amateur champ Colt Nose, he shouted us out. That was cool.
Oh, Colt Nose.
But we do have other topics, too, is that, you know, is Steve Petrowski brother material?
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was a from Joe.
Well, in all fairness, if you haven't cut your teeth around our parents, I don't know if you can.
You've met Dad, huh? Have you met Dad?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mom.
Dad probably likes you because he can talk high level to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Dad, you probably got points from Dad. Mom, I don't know.
But at this point, I mean, I'm worse son. What is
that's
it?
True. We do have a ranking system of sons.
My parents have a ranking system.
There's only two of us, but for some reason, Joe and I are sixth and seventh.
Well, no, there's three spots.
Three?
But there's only two of
us. How fluid is that list? You move up and down.
It's as fluid
pretty...
as my dad is breathing.
Joe and I just flip spots, but we never gain any.
my good buddy Jesse Gaffon typically is number one son.
One.
Mm-hmm. But every now and then my dad likes to throw out like, well, you're number two son now. And I was like, listen.
Don't care.
I don't care. So don't until care. You get pulled in the rankings,
yeah.
I don't think you've cut your teeth. I understand. But I think you would fit in. I think you'd be all right.
I think you'd be all right.
Question it.
I think you hold your own.
I'm happy to hear that.
I think the height helps you. That's definite. Yeah. Having a you know,
the weight, we got to get that weight up.
We got to get the Petrowski numbers on the weight.
It's fair.
If you don't have legitimate love handles, you cannot be a Petrowski. So keep now, them M&Ms.
Priya might up your game, you know, so that helps having smart.
You are following the Petrowski
marrying up. So, like, you know, I married up. Joe definitely married up. So, Steve is married up.
Why did I say definitely?
Because, God, how did you ever hook Alicia? I don't know.
What about Hillary?
Dude, look at this.
She's way smarter than you.
Look at this. Look at it. I got a belt. You can hear the belt. Yeah, that's a championship belt.
He is winning.
Yeah. You can hear me. You can
hear me. That was after you got married. So, you could say.
She knew. She knew. She's just that good. Yeah, she's that good. Well, she's a gypsy.
She married potential, in all fairness.
Yeah, she did. She's solid. And then after Steve is he really brother material, we have Turtles. What a fucking waste of space.
That's true.
Are we off Turtles now?
I mean, I've been on Turtles.
I wasn't ready for this.
What does a turtle do?
They race?
No. Mm. Not
There's
well.
A whole thing about racing.
And racist? Yes, no, they are racist.
Racing.
They turtles are racist.
They race. Have you ever heard of a turtle
they race rabbits.
A person of color?
They hate rabbits?
They race them.
Oh, they race the rabbits? I've only seen turtle shells been thrown at
turtles. Literally, I don't think a turtle does anything.
So you're putting the two of the worst fucking dogs.
Did you know
turtles? I think turtle is a
it's the only animal, and you can Google this, it's the only animal on the face of the earth that can breathe through its butt.
Motherfuckers. I don't talk about communists.
Right.
Turtles are communists.
They talk out of both ends.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
If you could breathe out of both ends, I don't trust you.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I don't like it. I mean,
all right, are we going to talk about Vegas?
All right.
I think
so,
that's the.
What do you want to talk about Vegas? We did talk about Vegas.
Let me just say the whole what should we do off strip is not the right mindset. Like, you're going, you've got golf, that's scheduled.
Yeah.
When you get back, just let the party find you. Like, just be available. Go downstairs, shower up. Keep the drink going.
Go with the wind.
Find the crew.
Go with the vibe.
Find the vibe. The party will find you.
I like that.
I'm in.
Well, let me ask you this.
And blow.
Do you think there is a blueprint for spirit animal? Is spirit animal even still a thing?
I don't know. It wasn't last year. No, there was no spirit animal.
It was never, even when it was a thing, it was not like, it was like a afterthought. But, you know, that's another trophy for TLH. So. All right.
Vegas is rock clubs and chapstick.
Rock clubs and chapstick.
That's
Yeah.
I got a question.
So much lotion.
Do either of you guys gamble? Are you going out there just for golf
again,
or are you gambling?
Asian.
Yeah, he's big time
Asian.
Gambling. Gambles if the plane is going to land.
I'm not going to make an assumption as to what your favorite game is and why. I'm not gonna say anything about Pie Guy Poker.
Pie Guy was the first game I ever played.
There you go.
Casino.
See, there it is.
I love playing Pie Guy Poker. It's just like, put your money here, and I put my money there.
Well, you don't have to say it like that. That's the dealer.
The dealers are Asian.
They are always Asian. How dare you? That's their game. It's their game. You put the money here, and then they go, okay, now it's gone. Right. And that's how Pie Guy. Yeah. You lose again.
It's fun.
It's a great game.
Our favorite game, since I would fancy all three of us as gamblers, favorite game and why?
My personal favorite game is any game that Joey St. Germain is sitting next to me and can coach me.
Yeah.
That's my favorite game.
He is your captain.
And I hate motorized horses. They're the fucking worst.
Oh, that's not a real
thing.
Thank you. That is not a real thing.
It's a real thing.
You'll have your chance, sir.
So my favorite thing, I think we've said this on a podcast before, but for the world championship, if you're there with a group of your buddies, all of you being on one blackjack table.
Or her.
Or everyone on one roulette table. Just everyone takes up one table.
For roulette. Okay.
Or any game, really. All right. Roulette, blackjack.
Just mob the
Because
table.
Then it's just, you're just having a blast.
Yeah.
Some guys are going to win. Some people win. Some people lose.
Yeah,
but you're just gonna have a great time.
I agree with that. That's a good one.
And then sometimes there's like some straggler sneaks in, some old Asian dude who's just been at that table for 3 hours. But then it's just him and all of you.
Everybody else.
And you suck him into it. He gets caught up.
Some old lady.
Yeah.
Some old lady with like an ash 2 inches long. She's wearing the Mylar jacket from the Grand. She's like, you guys are fun.
And she sees you guys every
My
night.
Granddaughter
just
would love you.
Guys. Yeah.
She never leaves.
No.
You're just another group.
And she enjoys it
just a little bit better because your group, that might be good. So I'm right in that avenue of any game that's social. It used to be craps. I played blackjack. I'm not going to lie. The fucking mechanical horses have their place. They have their place. But again, it all boils down to the people you're playing with.
Take your money and flush it down the toilet.
But don't let your money go fast. I love three-card poker.
Joey loves three-card
poker.
I mean, Joe loves three.
It's a math game.
Why would you bet
Nobody
the Royal?
Well, don't bet the sucker bet.
Nobody bets. It's such a sucker bet. Don't bet the Royal Flush. That never hits.
But three-card poker is my jam. But in the same way, I won't sit at a table alone and play. I don't ever want to gamble alone. Like, I want to gamble with my friends and have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's what I think I'm looking forward to the most. Like, the golf is the golf. It is what it is. You get paired up. So, you guys have both been there before. Mm-hmm. I actually had this question we were playing earlier today. Like, I know it's dumb luck of who you get paired with, but it seems to me, from the feedback from you guys, that, like, most everybody who goes is a good time. So, like, your groups end up being fun. Because they made the jump to go to Vegas, so they're going to be fun. But are there people out there that just take it too fucking serious? Like, they don't realize, like, there's no actual cash prize. Sorry, Morley, to break the bubble, but...
Well, I think there is a history of a couple world champs who maybe fit that mold. I don't know if we need to...
Sure.
I'm going
to have to unearth
But look, I mean, there are guys...
Not my boy Paul. Paul was great.
There's just always going to be anything. If you're keeping score...
There's always going to be that
gonna
guy.
There's going to be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, you go play in a scramble in town.
True.
Cherry scramble, there's really nothing on the line.
It's kind of like...
It's kind of
like if you're playing like Texas Hold'em, and you take your chips that you want to take home with you. And you put them on a small table behind you, and somebody just...
I can't imagine anyone doing that.
Just
ever.
Screams at you.
It wouldn't
and
happen.
It's not your fault.
No.
You just didn't know.
I knew that my wife would be upset if I didn't go home. I mean, hypothetically, you know, if that happened.
Somebody would be upset.
Somebody would be very upset because you're not following the rules.
But, yeah, there's just any time. Like, when you have that many people, 250 people or whatever, you're always going to have a couple people who are just that guy. Which you deal with. And you just want to hope that you're lucky enough to not be in a group with that guy.
Yeah.
Especially in the car.
And if you are, you are, right? Like,
I mean, I've been really lucky.
So we're talking about the whole Tampa chapter. I kid.
Well, so let me ask you guys this. Again, this is my first time going, which I'm fucking jazzed to go. You guys have both been there. One's a veteran. One's a one-timer. And has happened to walk away as the world champ.
Happened or earned it?
Earned it. Caught lightning in a bottle.
Whoa.
And earned it. Well, anybody who's won the world championship caught lightning in a bottle. Yeah. Can we not argue that?
No.
Okay.
Now, if you repeat, different story. If you repeat, I will say you're the best Petrowski golfer in the family.
Don't do that to me. 100%. Don't you put that on me, Joe.
I'm just saying.
Don't you put that on me. You're better than I am.
No. Not when it comes to winning world championships.
Not in the NBA.
I mean, what have I won? Just like 1,000 little trophies.
Some would say those trophies.
Not like I look back here and Ian doesn't really have like any of them.
I don't see many little ones.
I don't see a whole lot.
There's a hell of a lot of Lego.
So with this,
a lot of Star Wars Lego.
With this kind of. Experience and we actually have a guest speaker here.
No, he's hanging out. I see him
over here. We got somebody who's gone to how many world champions have you been to?
Seven.
Joey's been to seven.
How many have you been to?
Three or two, one.
Let's go quick. Do you guys mind bringing in Joseph St. Germain?
I don't know.
Here he is.
He's not in the world championship this year.
It's so good to be here.
He's not in the world championship.
Can we get a quick, though, rundown of your top two things? Top two must-dos and top two don't-dos.
And we've already covered Chapstick and Rock Club, so you don't have to go
there. So let's start specifically in the golf portion, or?
Yeah, let's just stick with
whatever you want to do. You're our guest.
Yeah, fuck it. No, don't do it all. Let's do it all. Top two must-dos, top two don't-dos from the veteran, Joey St. Germain.
As a general idea, I try to get on the first bus, go right to the bar, so you beat the rush. So I'm locked and loaded, get that done.
How do you get on the first bus?
You got to get up. You got to get early.
Like you got to be the first
early bird. It gets the worm.
You go see Julia at the center bar and get your coffee. Skip that bagel line and all that shit.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Number two, you know, have fun out there. I once saw the Tampa chapter leader get in 1,842 pictures at his first world championships. And it's something you could just tell he enjoyed the hell out of it, you know? And I think that's an important, you know, because you're going to get along with most of the people there and, you know.
So get in as many pictures as you can.
Yes.
On the first bus.
Of as many people.
Of just as many people.
What's your big don't do's?
Don't take it too seriously. The other don't do's is don't be like one of my partners one year who said, there's going to be no drinking in this cart today.
That's how we started the conversation.
So
I would have laughed in his face.
Point of order.
And spoilers, there was drinking in that cart that day. But if that's, even if that's your thing, let the other people do what they want.
Yeah. Don't stop somebody else from enjoying the
Now, if they're trying to, like maybe they're wearing like a, they love under 9 year olds and they're watching the school bus, take care of that. We don't want that to happen. Oh, but you know, for the most part, just let them do their thing.
Just cause I like 9U boys baseball.
Is it weird?
No, I don't think it's weird.
It's totally normal.
Go Flamingos.
I mean, it's weird when you're teaching them how to swing.
All right, Steve-O.
With them.
So we're going to go down seniority.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by. And he's gone, just like that.
So I'm going to start. The first don't do that comes to mind is don't plan on going to the bathroom when you get to the golf course.
Yeah.
Because these twosies doesn't matter.
Just
don't ever go to the bathroom when you get to the golf course.
Do everything.
Take care of that in your hotel room before you get on the bus. You want to be on empty when you get to
that. That's tough for born hairy people because they got to be on the bus at 6:30 a.m.
Whatever you got to do.
Woo.
Do not go.
Can you shit on the bus?
No.
No doozies on the bus.
Oops.
Just avoid the Revere bathroom in the morning.
That's perfect. And then?
Don't do the thing with, like, there was a guy with a fake rattlesnake.
Oh,
running around,
that's bullshit.
Dropping it on.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
It's fun when you're with your buddies and at home.
Yeah, just doing it to strangers.
Strangers. Weird people
are already hyped up that there could be rattlesnakes here.
Right. Yeah.
It's like coming to Florida and be like, are there alligators? There are. Is there water? Yeah, there's alligators.
There's probably.
So what are your two deuce.
And then we're going to wrap it up after this.
Golfing, just stay inside of yourself. Like, don't try to over...
Like, with a finger?
Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That goes outside.
Just put your thumb in your butt.
Thumb you down.
Yeah.
Just
thumb your butt.
Hit fairways. Get it up towards the green. Don't go out there thinking to hit your best score ever. Just play, and you'll probably do okay. I think when you get super amped up is what I'm saying. You get super amped up, then just think bad things happen.
I hear you.
And bring the rock club. I'm a big proponent of the rock club.
I know. Inland Empire kind of called me out on Instagram, and that's fine. Like, you know, hey, take the drop. But I do know that I tied last year, and I took two out of the rocks. And if I wouldn't have done that, if I would have took drops, that's two extra strokes right there. So... it's simple math.
What do you got to lose? Just fucking swing it.
That's the other thing. If you're going with the have fun and just you're there to play, if you're going to ask me, what's your two do's and two don'ts after only one year there? All right?
Let's talk about the Instagram post just for a quick second.
Go ahead. I screwed it up.
The one thing that I would say And I agree. I mean, the logic that whoever that was who was posting in the comments said...
He's right. I mean, there's...
Yeah,
there's
there's logic to it. But what he fails to understand is that the vast majority of us... I mean, I've played golf since I was 16. I'm 41. I've never played a desert course in my life. You think for a moment... I'm going to drop back on the grass? Fuck no. That's an experience. I'm playing a desert course. I'm going to hit out of the rocks. And if I get bit by a rattlesnake, then so be it.
Or a coyote. There's a lot of them.
Like, that's the fun part of it, is play the course because of the type of course you're in.
I will say, though, that he...
Have fun.
It depends on which course you're on. I can't remember if Lexington is... I can't remember which one is which.
Nobody knows.
One of them, that rocky rough, is kind of like what you saw yesterday in the video, where it's like a rock driveway. Like, it's just small rock. And then the other one is like fucking Mars. Like, there's boulders. There might be something to that.
Fucking Mars.
So that's where you want to, like, maybe pick up.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have Tiger Woods to get the gallery.
No, you had to move your rock. Yeah.
Sorry, that's enough about
that. No, you're all right. So, two don'ts.
Two doo-doos and two do-don'ts.
Two do's, two don'ts. I would say, don't just come... And, like, show up, like, late Thursday night, play golf, and then leave Sunday. I'd say, like, either get a couple extra days in the front, or at least one extra day, or one extra day in the back. If you can afford to do both. So show up on Wednesday, leave on Monday. That would be my suggestion. That would be one do. The other do is hang out at the Grand. Like, a lot of people want to go down the Strip or things like that. You can do that. Maybe if you come in an extra day or two. But, like, just hang out with your boys or your girls, all right? And hang out there. Have fun. I would definitely say, so that's a don't. I mean, don't go down the Strip and hang out there the whole time or try to get there, try to sightsee. The do's are definitely win. Win the whole damn thing the first time. I mean, that's...
Seems fun.
Yeah, that's a do. I would definitely say that's a do. The other one is... the other do is make sure that you get one of those burritos. Get a breakfast burrito. Oh, yeah. You might not want to eat it right away because, as Steve has pointed out, the poopers, not so great. But the ones that are on the course, not so bad. Air conditioned, it was fine. So definitely get your drink and your burrito first. And don't miss the bus. And, you know, just have fun and just be calm. So leaving it on a serious note, I guess.
Well, from I mean, I'll jump in there. So somebody who's never been before... Number one, if you're rooming with somebody, somebody pack a poop candle. You just one of you guys throw a candle in your check bag, you light it when you poop. This isn't your house, this isn't your family. Enjoy, because, like, part of it's being a roommate, part of it's being a good roommate.
Can I add to the good roommate thing?
Sure.
So, do not, if your roommate wins the whole damn thing, let them lay down for a little bit. Let them chill out. Don't sit here and say, we're going to be late. We got to go. They're all one. Remember, it's not going to start without the champion. So if the champion's not there, they're not going to, like, really get it going. All right? So if you are a roommate of somebody who wins the whole thing, I'm just saying, I'm not calling any names out, just let them chill out for a good 30, 40 minutes. All right? That's all I'm asking.
Let that adrenaline come down.
Yeah. Let it happen.
My other do is... pack a soft-sided cooler, a small little six-pack cooler, because you never know. Every time you play a new course, you don't know how quickly the drink cart person is going to get around, or you can do it. So when you get the opportunity, fill your own little cooler and keep it cold so that you've got those beers between the next time you're going to go. So that my do is poop candle, soft-sided cooler. My don't is don't eat bad food when in Vegas. Go get you a fucking meal. Like, act like a grown-up. We're all fucking adults. Like,
don't get food poisoning.
Listen, your alcohol is going to kill anything in your stomach, but there's a lot of great places. Like, don't go get the slot dog. Don't do that bullshit. Go have yourself a good time.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that for sure. There's some really good food in Vegas. And like you're saying, I mean, we're adults. Over 40 at this point.
Right.
Like, we can be...
Chicken fingers are out.
And then my last don't is don't not play the electronic horse game. It's the greatest fucking gambling game ever to grace this beautiful fucking earth. Little mechanical horses running in circles every fucking 2 minutes. It's the greatest way to gamble and waste your money ever. Period.
I'd rather save my money and go to like Spearmint Rhino or something.
Don't go to a strip club. Once again, we're all over 40 fucking years old. They don't like you. You're not that cute to them. I promise you. Fucking don't go to a fucking strip club. Everybody will think poorly of
but
you.
But she said she loved me.
And that's one from people really who grew up in Tampa.
Yeah, right.
And we know they don't fucking like you.
I told her I was going to take her to
They're
Jersey.
They're putting themselves through college. That's it. You're nothing but a dollar amount to
them. UNLV, baby. UNLV.
And that's it.
I don't know how to end it, how to bring it home.
Well. But
we need to.
Hey, we'll see you guys after Vegas.
Oh, God. Maybe. If we're lucky.
If we make it.
If we make it.
All right, let's go play poker.
Let's go play poker.
We're out.
And play the recorder.